The cathedral's facade seems to promise a Romanesque building, but on entering, what you discover is that a Gothic interior with its vaulted arches and high windows has been grafted onto the Romanesque. Let's see how this happened. If you stand in the space before the nave, we'll be directly under the bell tower. If you now look up, you'll see a type of vault called a cloistered vault reinforced by stone ribs. This type of vault is quite rare. Other examples can be seen in the porches at the Collegiate Church of Saint-Gaudens or the Abbey Church at Moissac. The vault is supported on either side of the nave by pointed arches resting on stout pillars. On either side of this central space, a side aisle buttresses the bell tower. You'll recall that Saint-Bertrand built a church with a single nave and a timber roof. When it was decided after his death to enlarge the building to provide room for the pilgrims travelling to pray at his tomb and add a vaulted roof, the three-nave plan was adopted. In other words, a central nave flanked by buttressing side aisles. This is the plan that subsists here. If you now move towards the nave, you'll see what remains of the original Romanesque walls in the first two spans, reinforced by a semicircular blind arcade. It was on this wall, above the little cornice, that the Gothic building was added in the 14th century. It was the same width as the Romanesque church, so they didn't destroy it, but integrated it into the new building.